Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Masterfully done.
I wasn't going to ask, but I just threw it out there just to see.
I knew that, but that's one of those things, yeah, that...
Okay, this part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Here's an email. Our
Sarah.
Email address.
I think we should talk about it. Break up into small discussing groups and talk about your feelings. No? Really?
Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This one says, Sarah, Scott Capurro is the funniest comedian I've ever seen in person or on TV. He probably knows he's fantastic, but just in case he doesn't, please tell him for me. Thanks.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thanks, Darcy.
Darcy.
You can keep
that. I'm gonna pin that
frame
to my fridge.
That. Sure, why wouldn't you?
On a T-shirt. Thank you, Darcy.
Send us an email anytime. In fact, we do a podcast after this show called The Secret Show. Scott's going to be joining us for that because he was so jealous that our friend Rudy was on last week.
Well, I was replaced, obviously, by that person. He was funny and all that, but what the heck?
What's
going on?
Well, Yuzette has her own Scott Capurro now, and his name's our friend Rudy. That's all.
Jesus.
We all have to have somebody.
I leave town for a couple of days. I go on vacation. I come back, and I'm replaced. That's how easy it is.
Well, today you'll be on The Secret Show, and people can send emails for that as well, because any question you might have, big or small, we address people's problems.
I was impressed because Rudy's a radio personality on another station that's competitive, and you guys let him in here. I was really impressed.
No,
I admire that about
anymore.
You.
No, he's not anymore.
All right. Did he quit? Did you fire him? Is he gone?
He's not there anymore.
All right. Okay.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the
bit.
Bay Area.
I Googled him. Okay.
Guys, I'm trying to get through my tag here.
Sorry.
Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
All right.
Hey, everyone, this portion of the program
is
brought to us by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier year.
Andy left his phone on. You are on a roll, buddy.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody
that was
else.
Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Yuzette's ringtone.
Yeah.
Oh, was that me? Good morning, Scott.
Yuzette was so great. She came to the show on Saturday in San Carlos.
I hear you were wonderful, but a little too long.
Oh, she gave me the light. Yuzette did.
Oh, I did, huh?
Yeah,
forgot.
You did.
Oh, my God. You did?
She did. A bright light from the back. I'm like, Yuzette, I'm doing my set. And then I realized, wait, I'm at 55, aren't I? I'm at 55. I got to get off. And then I meant to get off stage. She was right. But I went on a bit longer. And then Mark gave me the light. So I had lights from both sides. Stereo lights getting me off stage.
Yeah, you really should set a timer on stage for 40 minutes, then do 5 more minutes and 45. Mwah, that's the sweet spot.
No, but I had
45 minutes.
There's a whole...
People don't have the kind of attention span you think you do.
No, they were
fine. Pack your best stuff into 45 minutes.
The trouble that I had, I was sitting in the back and I couldn't hear you that well.
Oh.
Like they need a PA back there.
All right.
And what I just, you know, when people can't hear, they start talking.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I was just like, I was gently trying to. I can't hear you.
Right. It's a huge room, though. That's part
it's
of it.
It's big, and it
needs a repeater on the PA for sure.
Yeah, sounds like
that brings
but
us
it's a
to
good venue.
We
it's
wanted
really
to nice, ask you, how are you finding these new venues? It's like you're paving your own way. Through the Bay Area.
Yes. He said they open
discovering
special.
New clubs.
Like what's normally not even open on Saturdays is Devil's Canyon.
Devil's Canyon Brewing Company. But they have a beautiful stage. It's set up for live performance. It's really nice, actually. Yeah, great lighting board and everything. But
parking,
great park. I think if they had a food truck out front, that would help. I guess
they do that on Fridays.
Oh, right. I'll ask him next time if he wants to do it again. Maybe he can have it parked out there.
But are you like seeing flyers up with little tear-off paper phone numbers and calling places? Like, hi, yeah, I'm Scott Capurro. I saw you're looking for people to come perform.
No,
like how do you
know
find
the little tear-off paint? You know
places?
What I mean?
It's me.
Or even Free Will Brewing. Like, how do you find the small venues?
I have comics say, have you heard of this venue? And I'll say no. And they say, we tried a show there, but it didn't work. And I think,
So I cannot work there too.
So I called it myself. I'm really interested in working for breweries and wineries right now, though, because, you know, theaters are great, but they're expensive, yeah. And there are very few comedy clubs, you know, purpose built ones. So these breweries are built for performance. Some of them have stages in them. They have live music on the weekends, and people like to have a beer and come. And I think the audience likes it because it's very casual, and it's a place they go anyway,
right?
And they like they did just you know drinking what they want to drink. And,
so it's word of mouth. This is how you find these places. You don't have a booking agent who's saying.
No. I just have people tell me about spots or places.
And you call them yourself.
Or I look at, I type in Comedy Bay Area and find out where other comedy shows are.
Oh.
And I just think, why aren't I playing there? You know?
And then you're just, they just go, hello.
I call them and sometimes they say, we don't know you and please leave us alone. And sometimes they say, of course we know who you are. We'd love to have you here. Yeah, sure. It'd be great.
Well,
I love the small venues.
Yeah.
I feel a lot more comfortable going there than the bigger places.
I know what you mean. And I think people sometimes feel intimidated by a comedy club. They're nervous if they're in the front row, they'll be made fun of, or they don't know how to behave, and they don't know what's expected. It's a 2-drink minimum. Can we bring our kids? Is there food? And this place is very straightforward. People know, again, if they've been there before, what to expect. I think they like it.
Right.
And again, parking is great.
Mm-hmm. Parking is so crucial.
It's in their hood.
There's nothing worse than complicating a night by not knowing where you're going to park.
Seriously. Right. And also, I think it's a pretty safe, quiet venue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be intimidated and bothered by people on the way in and on the way out.
You're doing the Punchline this week.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Oh, yes. And they tried to take my Thursday show away from me.
Oh, did they?
What?
No, they didn't want to. They felt terrible. And I understand how some guy from Saturday Night Live is in town and he's here and he wanted the stage. But then, I don't know who he is. I don't know the current cast. But then
I don't know either, but who?
A tall young guy named, what's his name? I don't know. But anyway, he backed off. So he's going to do a late show and I'm doing the early one.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. So you're opening for him that night?
No, I'm just doing my own show. Then the club will clear everybody out and then bring in his audience.
Bring him
in.
I see.
Yeah. Or I think they can probably maybe stay if they want to pay again and see the next show. Mm-hmm. If it's not sold out.
Huh. But you're headlining Friday and Saturday.
And Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
What a weird thing. So they come into the club. They enjoy you. Mm-hmm. They have some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're told, please get out.
Well, they do
stay.
That with the two shows.
They do it on Friday.
They'll kick you right out.
They
turn on all the lights and say, everybody out. We got to bring a new
audience. But people know that.
And
Edson's Club, they do the same because they run two shows back to back there. And if people want to stay, they can pay half price for the second show. That's how they do it in London.
Oh.
You can stay and watch the next one. And usually it's a different lineup. They try to do a different lineup. So you see another set of 2.5 hours of comedy. People love it.
Yeah, but seriously. I could see people being like, I just paid $10 for a drinky poo here. I'm trying to get this. Chug this or what?
There's some wiggle room. They can hang out at the early show and finish their drink and then, get out. But they know it when they come in. People come to the early show
because
they have dinner and stuff to go to and they have things to do.
All right.
Yeah. So San Carlos was, I like doing offbeat places,
Are you intimidated when you do someplace like the Punchline, or that's just a regular, you don't...
No, I just love it.
You just
it's
go and do it.
It's my home stage.
Who do you have opening for you? Did you pick your own lineup, or they're putting some people together?
Who did we book? Hold on. I'll find out.
It's all right. I just thought
maybe
you'd know.
Who did we book?
I don't know. It'll be great, though, whoever it is. I'm sure.
What a nice organized notebook you carried.
Thank you very much. I'm shaking.
What's that one boy's name? Is it Casey?
Yes, Casey.
Yeah, I did have that right. Look at me go.
I think you like him.
Well, I bought him a steak.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really.
But you had a nice conversation.
I don't have any feelings about him.
I thought you did.
No, I like a lot of people. I mean, I'm a nice person.
It's friendly.
He's fine.
Why is my saying you like to make you nervous? I don't know why. No, you're doing that eye itching thing that you do when you're nervous.
No,
you itch
I'm not.
You were
eyelid.
Doing it.
Yeah,
I don't know if it means you're nervous.
You rub your left eyelid when you're a little bit nervous.
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But speaking of nervous, Scott.
Yeah.
You seemed a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. You said you were like fluttering your hands around and constantly adjusting the mic. What was going on?
What? I wasn't.
Were you on meth or something?
I was trying to fill the space.
Were you stoned?
No.
Tell the truth.
No. you know what it was? It was just a little leftover of it was nothing. It was
the leftover what?
Just a Viagra remnant. I found a Viagra in the house, and I just thought, this is old. This won't work. A really old one under a cup. And
so you're alone at your house.
Your husband's
You should never do that. I highly recommend against taking Viagra when you're on your own. Anyway, so there's
What happened in the couple of hours between the time you took it and the time that it was wearing off while you were on stage?
I did a lot of online research. A lot of online research.
So you stayed at your house.
Yeah.
You didn't go out.
I stayed at my house, but I had all the blinds up. You know, I had all the everything open. I was kind of doing my naked guy thing. I like being naked around people. I just like being naked around people. I just like it. I enjoy it.
Huh. We've heard that. People have written in and say they've seen you at Baker Beach.
Oh, right.
Oh. Well.
Oh.
How exciting.
Down at the nude beach.
Yeah, it's great, right? Just let it all out. Just get it all out. And it's better with Viagra
because
get it all. Woo! You like to let your pores breathe. Yeah, you know, and so you... And then I had the Viagra, and I thought, I feel like a hero. I want the blinds open. So.
I feel like you're about to give up working out. You're just bitching about yoga off the... Oh, and what was the other thing we were talking about off
you
the
You put it on your top of your pile.
Here it is. All right.
Did you just say I was fat? You just said I was fat.
No. I said you were talking about giving up yoga, which I can't even imagine. I mean, you're such a yoga head.
Well, I need to move on. I need to evolve, I think.
We were sitting here chatting before we went on the air, and Scott found this picture of the girl. She was Miss... June 2017 for Playboy.
Hot.
Her name is Elsie Hewitt. She's an English girl.
Yeah.
And she was dating, maybe, Ryan Phillippe.
Right.
And she says he was wasted and threw her down the stairs. He says she showed up at the house and was wasted after a couple days after I broke up with her. I had to escort her off the property and she fell during the escort. And we were, I can't remember what we were talking about. You had whole thoughts on, we're revisiting and we're not getting to the same place we were off the air.
Yeah, because Vinny was bringing up something and you were like, don't, we'll talk about it when we go back
home. And now we've forgotten.
Well, I thought you were going to ask him.
Well, what's the question?
So I said to you, have you ever had anyone, because you're a celebrity, set you up?
Right. Oh, that's right. Well... When
Jesus.
God, Sarah.
Cough it up.
Total dementia.
I thought you were going to cough it up. You put the notes in front of you.
I put the piece of paper in front of me.
It's a pot boozy brain on the weekends, but it's affecting the weekdays. Anyway, when I first started, I hadn't met you yet, but I was doing local radio. I went to do a show in Sacramento, and this kid came to interview me from local, I thought, university paper or something. And it turned out he also wanted to meet me. And he was of age. He wasn't a kid, but I mean, you know. And then he came down to San Francisco, and he hung out, and he decided to spend the night. And he's like, you know, we can't, And I said, no, of course not. No, I just want you, I just want to know that you're comfortable in the bed. I won't. And of course, you know, it led to me sort of, you know, anyway.
So
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know either. So
I don't know what I can say. The show's so careful now.
You wound up doing him.
Oh, well, he said we have to keep our underwear on. I'm like, fine. But we ended up kissing and doing stuff, you know. And I got a bit aggressive because I'm a predator. I can't help myself. And, right?
And he's in the bed with you.
Yes. And I did as much as you possibly could. Oh, my God, I did. It's making me sweat right now just thinking about it. He was so cute. And I just couldn't go to sleep. I just kept waking him up. Like, hey, guy, tapping him. Hey, guy, what are you doing? Hey, guy. He's like, can we just sleep? Yes, fine. And then, you know.
So in the end, nothing happened. And even though you're a horrible predator.
Right.
You respected the nose that he gave you.
Right. It was very hard. But
was it?
I did my best. Yes. Right. It was granite hard to not do what I wanted to do, but
okay,
I got it.
You were young.
Yeah, so. Man, like a tombstone.
But anyway, so then he sued you.
Then he called and said, you know, we can't see each other again. I'm like, that's okay. You live in Sacramento. I'm young. I've got a lot of stuff to do. My wings are flying, baby. I'm on my way. And he said, also, I was with my conversation group or whatever, the share group at his university, and they decided that you violated me, that I was violated. And I freaked out because I'm like, he's going to go to the papers. He works for a paper. I'm on the radio. This is going to ruin everything. Like, you know, I said, look, I didn't, nothing. There's no goodbye click. And then I avoided ever seeing or talking.
But he didn't follow through on
it. As far as I know, no. I don't know. I guess not. But I've had people tell me who I was dating that it's a bit too much. You're filthy. I had someone tell me that once, and I thought it was a compliment. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Thank you so much. Capital F or small F, if you don't mind my asking. He said, no, you're actually disgusting. It's disgusting doing that, the stuff you want to do.
Oh.
It's like, oh, okay.
So this wasn't at all where I thought this story was going to go.
I know.
What we started talking about off the air was that, like, if you even have minor celebrity, like, because... It seems, because the first question you asked was there any videotape of this alleged, you know, she says incident. He threw her down the stairs and he says she fell while she was leaving. Why doesn't someone like Ryan Phillippe, who would be open to these lawsuits, et cetera, I mean, she wants $1 million from him. Why wouldn't he have a closed circuit television
because
at his house?
Even though he's a big star, he probably doesn't think of himself as that big a star. He's not Johnny Depp who's got, you know... Is
but
he?
You think you'd want to protect yourself. I mean,
yeah,
if you're open to
that
I would have thought that, that he would be able to produce something that would exonerate him.
Yeah.
Although maybe, you know, maybe he knows that he'd get caught doing the wrong thing.
Maybe I should burn
I
should burn all my videos and all the film footage I have of the things I've done. Maybe
probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'll get rid of it.
Well, that's funny. So you just incriminated yourself when you told the story. Yeah. It actually made you look bad.
You should have really skewed that another way.
How? What should I have said? What should I have done? Why, did I incriminate myself?
Well,
yeah,
the
I
whole
think
point
maybe
was that Ryan
story,
Phillippe
yeah.
possibly just dated this chick once or twice, and she's come back to him.
Right. With bruises.
And he's like, we're not together.
Yeah. Right.
Leave me alone. And she has now, that's and that's
now
just one possibility.
Life, right.
Right.
We're not sure. We're just, she's now
suing.
She could
be 100% telling the truth.
Right.
Right.
But the point is, in your telling of your story,
you do seem like the rapey guy.
I left my DNA everywhere. Yeah. But he agreed to stay the night in my bed and stuff. So that's what? That's nothing. No, look. I've for women.
I think we should stop talking
Let's
about
talk
it.
About Vinny's idea.
Yes.
Since you're going to be at the Punchline, it's a major venue.
Yeah.
And Vinny's asking, maybe you should think about filming it.
Oh.
And
so
cutting
listen,
it up into little pieces.
I have found little so pieces. Many times online that comedians put little clips of their show up, and it's like the best possible advertisement for your act.
Yeah.
You see someone who's just fantastic, and you go, I want to see more.
Right.
Have you ever considered taping and YouTubing little clips of your show?
Well, YouTube has a lot of little clips of me. But also, I have three short sets on my website, two from the Comedy Store in London and one from the Comedia.
How long are they?
Right.
They're
about
want...
18 to 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty long.
Too long.
Yeah. Three or five.
Three
so
to
film
five.
It and chop
two
it up.
To 3 minutes. Yeah, take the each little section. And don't put it all up there because, you know, people do want to see fresh stuff when you come. That's the problem with YouTube is that, you know, all your best jokes are now on YouTube.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
people
have
seen them and when you go to
you
do them.
Well, you have... 20 plus years of best jokes.
I thought you could say you have 20 plus jokes.
No, you have 20 plus years of best jokes.
Well, they
jokes.
Are themed.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah,
so
yeah, okay.
I'm sure you'll never run out.
Thank
How
you
could
for
you.
No, I know.
Right.
Well, there's an endless plethora of material flowing out of me.
Right.
There's a fountain of humor. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So distill some of that into film form and dump it on YouTube.
Do you have your own channel on YouTube?
I do.
Yes. Well, then you're all set.
All right.
You can start
is
adding
that
to
right?
that. Start putting that up immediately.
God, you guys are... That's great. How can you help me with this, though? Will you come film it for me? Do you have a camera?
You could pay Bryn to do it.
Bryn, will you come film it for me? Do you have a camera?
He's busy.
Bryn's like, no.
I am kind of busy, but yeah, we can talk about
I'm
it.
I'm busy too, Bryn. I'm headlining the Punchline all
You're
week.
Right.
That
right.
sounds busy
you
to
can
me.
You can pay Vaughn to do it.
Yeah,
Vaughn
will do it.
Some stuff.
All right, I'll have Vaughn do it. Great.
You got to pay him, though. He's not
why
free.
Is Vinny
You're not
counting?
In the top 10 of Scots that come up when I start writing Scott in YouTube, but let's see what happens when I hit C.
Gee whiz, is this stuff like having dinner? It's like having lunch with your family and then saying, you should try this. Why don't you? Oh my God.
We're just trying to help you be successful, dude.
I know. It's,
you know, I mean, we've been trying for
there
20
it is, Scott Capurro.
How many down was he?
You had to get CAP to
right.
get Scott Capurro.
How many
right.
other CAPs on there? Is he right. number one in that at least?
This one says 8 years ago.
Right. Oh. There's newer stuff on there, though, I'm sure. No.
Let's see, Seems Manchester like... Comedy Store 2016.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and that's 20 minutes.
See?
That's
yeah,
not what
way
we're
too
talking
long.
About.
No,
we're,
no, we
too
need
long.
Little.
You want stuff you can put
on
your Facebook page.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yay. How you guys doing?
All right. All right.
Oh, this is the one where David Davies in a racist spat with comedian Scott Capurro.
Yeah, I yelled at someone on TV.
Yeah, that's yeah, I've seen
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I screamed
it's
at
not
them.
Pretty.
That's
no,
the
it's
show they won't have you back on, right?
No, they had me back on finally.
Oh,
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I was
You've
back
made
on.
Up.
Yes,
You've
we
made
did make
defenses.
Up. I did a couple of them, actually. Yes.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Try not to do that again.
I would
no,
think
I
that
will.
They would want people to be kind of like volatile and make the news.
They did. They did. And they have a camera on the comics waiting for our response. And as I was yelling at him, the floor manager was giving me the high five with his thumb, right? Whatever that indicator is. And I thought it was going fine. But as it turned out, I think the problem with that clip was it didn't go viral enough as much as they would have liked it to have done. Because recently someone was on there talking about Diana negatively. And that Lady Diana and her 20th anniversary of her death, this woman was speaking about her. And that clip went viral. So I think that's what they want, aggressive sort of, you know, controversial
stuff. Things that
stuff.
Will get them
Well,
yeah, into
what
the
everybody
news.
Wants now,
sure,
right?
Of course.
Except you guys have a nice, even flow.
You wear diapers
we
on stage?
We don't want to go viral. You mm-hmm. wear, what? He's got diapers on?
Pardon me?
You wear diapers on stage? Is that true?
I did wear a diaper on stage once for a play that I was in. Yes, I did.
Oh, is there a shot of it?
No. Oh. It's just him talking about wearing diapers on
stage.
Yeah,
I did have to wear a diaper. Yeah, I did.
Just only an adult diaper and that
just
was it? You're just
diaper.
Wearing a diaper?
Well, I came out in the
what
opening
What the hell
scene.
Part were you playing?
It was a play I'd written that we took to Edinburgh and I had we were in adult diapers.
So you just, your fantasy is to wear an adult diaper on
no,
stage
I,
so you
no,
want to play.
The idea is that grown men can be children and behave like children and babies and sometimes infants. Our behavior was infantile. So the whole, yeah, I was wearing a diaper.
You're disgusting.
An hour 20 minutes, Scott. That is not
it's
what we're talking
long.
About.
Actually, you should take that and just break that down. Take the five best 3-minute segments from it and put those.
But who can decide? There are so many good segments.
I can decide.
Really?
I'll pick the five segments.
Or maybe Yuzette can do it.
Is that what's right? going on
That's
here? You
the
love
problem.
Yourself so much.
God,
you
the
can't
backs of my knees are
out.
So wet. Yes, the problem is there's so much. I can't choose. Who can choose?
I can choose. Oh, hey, everybody. God. Choose to see Scott this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At the San Francisco Punchline, easy to get to. It's a delight over there, and boy, is he just a party.
Your page needs new material
yes.
at the length of 3 to 4 minutes.
All right.
At
several
the
segments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe shorter. Maybe a minute and a half.
I say, sure. Oh, my God.
If you get right to it.
If
sure.
only this show was funny, I could choose segments from this
right.
and post them.
If only.
But, you know, that's just, we just.
Yeah, there was that one part that was kind of funny where you were admitting
on.
To violating that
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, that
that's
violated.
A, that's
this is
a
kid.
One to put up
well,
there.
A young adult. He was a young adult. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
perfect.
Everyone. Scott
I'll put
Capurro,
that on YouTube.
Punchline this weekend.
That'll sell tickets.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Binny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is sponsored by Amazon. You can watch this show anytime, radioalice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass. And Vaughn runs all the cameras. I just heard him and Scott working. I guess Vaughn's going to try to film him at the Punchline this weekend. Scott Capurro will be joining us for our secret show. But you can also find it, radioalice.com. God, what can't you find there? That place is amazing. But you can watch the show, radioalice.com/watch. And 24/7, there's some Sarah and Vinny on there. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple platforms and locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Do it.
You know, one thing you can do if you want to find out about the Bay Club is follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think it's
totally inspiring.
Bay Clubs. Yeah, they post a lot of stuff from their different locations. Mm-hmm.
Food stuff, exercise stuff.
I'll never find
You know who
time.
Was at the Bay Club in L.A. the other day?
Who?
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, what was he doing there?
They just did a pickup basketball match, him and
is
all his
right?
buddies. Yeah. It was like reporting all the papers. So,
hey, Hooman, while you're on, someone wrote in, you know, we did a story earlier about a female jogger in Colorado Springs who
Duker.
Was number twoing on these people's lawn. They even asked her, please stop. And she wouldn't. She kept doing it. And someone wrote in and said, and I guess this is back when you were running, Hooman, but you said that running makes you go number two as well.
It does, yeah. Right when I left my house, when I used to run all the time, I'd be like, oh, I'm a couple blocks away. I got to turn right back around.
510, Hooman used to say running makes him poop.
That's why I think that happens to a lot of people. You know, you start going and it's part of your routine. You get it on a timer. You just run twice around your house. Go do what you got to do and run, get right back out there.
When your girlfriend kicked my ass at that one race we did together where she was pushing the stroller.
Is that the one where I was out there selling t-shirts?
Yeah, you were still selling t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I was on the...
Me and Tom and your girl were running.
Hey, how is Tom?
He's
funny,
good.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
You know, he's a busy guy. He's, yeah. You know, married, kid.
Well, he had company. That before we met him, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just... He
used to be your best friend.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is we don't hang out like we used to, you know.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
These things happen. People drift. I went to his house like one time in the past 9 months. His wife reminded him, hey, don't forget about your friend Hooman. So we had lunch. But, you know, these things happen.
Oh, his wife's on your side, though.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to force these things. You can tell when people want to hang out. When they want to hang out, you hang out. When they don't want to hang out, you don't hang out.
Oh, right. Boy. Oh, well. That's,
you know how it is.
Well, yeah.
They're all dropping like flies. Tom, Bryn.
So are you telling me when you and my lady went running? Sorry,
oh, yeah, right after that race. Right after that race,
my
I, you
lady.
Know, I was scrambling for a bathroom. I was like, oh, boy.
So both of you were like, boy, man, I got to poop. You? You too? Oh,
no,
let's go.
I don't think she had to. I think she's a professional.
I don't know.
She manages that stuff.
Yeah.
She's human. Probably,
she's got an incredibly... Yeah. You know, advanced bladder.
Okay. Your poop comes out of your bladder?
That's weird.
Does it?
Anyway, here's what's happening. Bye-bye, summer. Snow is in the forecast.
Oh, my God, really?
A series of cold fronts are moving into the Sierra Nevada, and the National Weather Service has snow in the forecast for Thursday.
Good. That's great.
Snow levels will get down to 7,000 feet at their lowest elevation level to maybe 6,500 in northeastern California.
Tahoe is, what, at 62 lake level?
Maybe we'll get a half an inch.
Great. A little dust. It's a good start to the season.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? After the winter we had, too. If they start getting snow again already, they'll be like,
so great.
Happy days are here again.
It'll just be great. They need it. They had a couple bad seasons in a row there.
Oh, more than a couple. I mean, I don't know if it's a couple, too. It was like four.
Yeah.
The most fun cities in America. San Francisco comes in at number 7.
Oh.
What do you think is the most fun city in America? I think you can get this one.
Is it Boston?
Boston?
Boston's
super fun. How about New York?
Boston's not even in the top 10.
New York's
at number 3.
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas is number 1.
Of course.
It's ranked first in nightlife.
Can't help but have fun there.
6th in entertainment and recreation. There's always shows.
Yep. Always something to do there.
They're happy to take your cash.
Yeah, they are. They love it.
Yeah. Orlando came in 2nd. New York was 3rd. Miami, Portland, Oregon comes in at 5.
Really?
Atlanta, then San Francisco. Hmm. That's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Was that all the strip clubs in Portland?
They do have a lot of strip clubs in Portland.
I thought it was like number
Portland.
One.
It is. How do you know that?
You reported it.
Oh.
We listened to you.
All right. Yeah, they do have the most strip clubs. You know, I was interested. Are you caught up on Ray Donovan yet?
I did watch. Yes, I am. I watched the episode last night.
Did you know at nude strip clubs they can't serve liquor?
I did know that.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fully nude they can't, and if everything's the pasties and stuff, then they can. Mm. But I think it's like a touching thing. It's a no touching, or it's also those rules. Certain times you can touch a girl.
When can you touch a girl?
When you're putting the money in.
Oh.
Oh.
But lap dance places, right?
I think lap dance places, you have to put your hands behind your back or put your hands away.
Oh, oh.
The girl can touch you, but you can't touch the
girl. Oh, oh.
Oh. Hmm. Huh. Hmm.
Tell us more about the rules at strip clubs.
That's all I remember.
From your days at strip clubs. What'd you do there exactly again?
What are you talking about?
Well, you just said, remember from your days at strip clubs.
Yeah, when I used to go to strip clubs.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been to a strip club forever.
She's good, man. We've been trying for years.
Have you ever been to a totally nude strip club?
Yeah.
Like there you are looking at a naked lady and you can't get a drink.
Yeah, and that's why I left.
Oh.
Oh, twice I did. One over here in the city and one like in San Jose or something. Mm.
The pink poodle?
Oh, it was either pink poodle or Kit Kat.
So pink poodle's totally nude?
It was at the time. Mm. It was either one of those. I can't remember. And then
do strippers ever tour to different clubs like San Jose,
San Francisco?
Could you follow
your favorite stripper?
Do different places?
I suppose.
Guest spots?
I think the bigger ones here in the city do that, though.
Ah. Hmm. To get some out-of-town talent in.
Yeah.
Appearing one night only.
Right.
There's a 1 in 5 chance your parents hate the name you gave your kid.
Oh,
hate
yeah.
it.
Oh, John, did they? John's parents hated Riley's name.
Oh, they did?
They
and told you?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they call him? What'd they want him to be called?
Anything but Riley. They didn't like Riley.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the matter with it?
He called us. John called and said, yep, sorry, I had the baby. The kid's name is Riley. And his mom was like, oh, Riley. Oh, all right. And then his dad called about an hour later. Congratulations on the baby, John. Yeah. All right. About the name. What else you got? And we were like, that's the name.
He and said, then, what else
his sister
you
calls,
got?
His sister Linda calls. She goes, oh, it's all right. Well, we can just call him RJ. And I'm like, no, we'll be calling him Riley.
RJ.
I know. So we always say that. Well, just call him RJ.
RJ.
Yeah.
So is Riley...
we'll call him Riley Joe.
Do they think it's a girly name? Or
I
do
don't
they think-
know. I didn't, frankly. Luckily, John kept me away. I was, you know, in no condition to be right. having an argument with my in-laws about the name that
I actually think that's one of the names that very nicely fits either.
Yes.
What does your mom think about Isla?
I've never heard... Well, my mom knows not to go there, so yeah. She would never
we all know Vinny.
To say... Right. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's never come out of her and won't. You're listening, Mom? Don't do it.
What?
It's a great name, isn't it? Right.
Well, it's her name.
Three thumbs up.
Yep.
I didn't pick that name, but I didn't veto that name either, so right. It's legit.
What about Derek? What did your parents...
You finally got it out. What up? What
about...
up?
What? What?
So does that mean they
did
didn't
they like
it?
No, they never said anything about it. It's entirely up to me, and I'm
and
sure.
And what about the name of the new baby?
I'm
what
sure
do they
it's going to be the same
yeah,
way.
What do they think about the name of the new baby?
They probably don't care
what's
too
the name
much
again?
About the name.
Yeah,
we don't have that
got a
down
short
yet,
list.
Sarah. We don't have it down yet. So
you're smart not to tell us, but it does hurt my feelings.
1 in 5.
Yeah.
Grandparents don't like the kid's name.
I don't like it. What else you got?
Miriam.
Oh,
AJ.
Just call him AJ. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We're not. Thanks for your concern.
Merriam-Webster just announced a bunch of new words they've added to their dictionary.
Okay.
Pre-game makes the list.
Just
as
now,
in,
huh?
Have some drinks before you go out for drinks.
Pre-game activities. Sure.
Froyo. Mm. Making the dictionary. Sriracha.
What?
How do you say
sriracha,
that again?
Oh,
just,
sriracha.
Just made it in. Sriracha.
A pungent sauce that is made from hot peppers, pureed, with usually garlic. Mm. Front. To assume a fake or false personality to conceal one's true identity and character.
Oh, he put up a front. I'm surprised at that. I would think, you know, like if I'm going to front you the money for something.
Mm.
I
mean,
oh, right. It's probably already in there for that.
I'll happily pay you on Friday for a hamburger today.
Schneid.
Schneid?
A slang term for a losing streak, as in sports.
Schneid.
Never heard it.
On the Schneid.
Schneidly.
I can't get off the Schneid. And troll, to harass, criticize, or antagonize someone, especially by provocatively disparaging or mocking public statements, postings, or acts.
Hmm.
Troll.
Feels late to the party.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like that would be more online.
Yeah. Trolling someone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see. Hooman literally looks like a monkey behind Scott, eating a banana while scratching his head and then scratching his belly. First on top, then under his shirt. Oh my God, Hooman now seems to be massaging his nipple. this time over his shirt.
Oh, how fun.
Don't put the camera on me during the break.
You're in the background.
No,
of the
I'm not.
Shot.
I'm sitting in this seat.
No, but when
he
Scott is there.
The camera here onto Scott, and you're right behind
show
him.
Up. Yeah.
Okay, everyone can watch that at radioalice.com/watch. We loop the show, so
more
that's
hits.
On. You'll be able to. Why don't Yay. We isolate that and make that the clip of the day? That'd be fun, right?
He said thumbs up.
All right.
510 says, I used to change the station when Scott was on, but I really enjoy him now. Shocking.
It's wonderful. I love Scott. Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of obvious why Ryan wouldn't want to expose himself to hacking of his private life on closed caption. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. Those cameras would open him up to someone just taking control of it. That's why I put a little thing over my laptop camera.
Oh, yeah, I need
so
to.
So nobody can
I never think of that, though.
Tap in and catch me all hunched over my laptop.
Well, I don't hunch over my laptop, but I'm not a dude. So.
And I don't know why anyone would want to do that other than to embarrass me, but, you know, then again, I'm just every
Well, it's not
dude.
Like you don't admit it every right. day that, you know, 1 o'clock happens, you know.
That is a myth. Mm.
It wouldn't be a surprise if we did see that footage.
On the Ryan Felipe
We'd
story,
yeah.
I think he wouldn't want to have cameras just because of his privacy reasons. What if people are always asking you to produce the video? It would just ruin your privacy and all your private moments would be aired. Mm. Well, you don't have to give everybody your footage. Only a policeman with a warrant could get that off you.
TMZ is like, hey, we know you had a party last night. We're going to need the footage. I'm sorry to
Darn
say.
Darn it. Oh, all right. All right. God, you guys, it feels like an invasion of privacy. Hold on.
Ask Scott if he will do a Netflix social for their stand-up series, probably.
I'm sure he'd
Scott,
love to.
Netflix wants to hire you.
That's, Scott, Netflix is calling.
That sounds like a legitimate offer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
I'll pass that on.
Yeah, set that aside for him.
We've already bought our tickets to see Scott and Alameda at the Phoenix.
Oh, when's that show? Hold on. That is...
October 20th?
Yeah, Phoenix, Alameda. In Alameda. He has a few all over the Bay Area.
510 says, is it Pete Davidson?
Could be Pete Davidson, the SNL guy.
Apparently, that's Scott lost the late show on Thursday night to some SNL boy.
Right. And they did say he's tall and skinny. And that's Pete Davidson. He's the one who checked into rehab. He was only like 19 or 20 when he got on the show.
Is he the news guy?
No.
I don't know this kid.
Yeah.
Yet. Wow. So he's 19?
Well, he's older than that now. But I think he's been on there since he was really young when he got on the show. And he is funny. But he was, and he used to, his big joke was that he was a pothead. He's always be like, well, I'm stoned right now. And
that's the guy?
Apparently it was true.
Oh, he does look young.
And he wound up
He
in
does
rehab.
Look baked, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that he was.
Huh.
Yeah. He's funny, though.
You know
really
what's
good.
So surprising?
What's that?
Honestly, I've been to the set of SNL and watched the show performed. And the idea that you would be high... In that high pressure of a situation, I don't know how you don't come undone.
I agree.
How'd the guy hold it together at that age?
Maybe
in front of that.
Couldn't hold his life together in general, except when he was stoned. Like, he was like, well, I'll just get stoned and then I won't worry about
but
it.
But everything, first of all, it's
I'm
a huge
you.
Audience that's there to see this thing. And tons of stages are in total movement, people buzzing around. And the PA announcer is announcing, calling people to the set for the next bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's frantic and hairball and crazy. And then they get everybody quiet and they get back to... And there you are, high?
Gotta stay high all the time.
Holy crap.
Get you off my mind.
I wonder if he was more nervous, not high.
Right, that's what I mean. I'm saying maybe he's like, I'm a freak unless I mellow myself out.
Huh, well.
But I'm with you. That would just send me, I would for sure wig out.
Well, you can see that boy apparently perform after Scott.
We're not positive. That's a good guess, though, as to who it could be.
The texters are always right.
That's
Sarah.
True. That is true. I don't know why I would ever question it.
More All right. after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.